But for now, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis takes a look at a newly approved Arkansas Hall of Fame that will soon be taken to the streets of one local city.
A new draw for downtown Fayetteville will make its debut in the coming months. A Walk of Fame honoring scores of Arkansas-born entertainers will line the streets around the downtown square and extend along Center Street toward College Avenue. Earlier this week, I spoke with Butch Stone, the executive director of the nonprofit board governing the Arkansas Entertainers Walk of Fame.
I was in Hollywood a few years ago when a friend of mine, a legendary disc jockey named Jim Ladd, he's the DJ that Tom Petty wrote the song Last American DJ about, he was awarded a star on Hollywood Boulevard. And his father's from Arkansas, so I got to thinking about it. And the bottom line is this, there are a lot of folks born native to Arkansas that have made a name for themselves in the entertainment industry, either in music, film, the visual arts, or the literary world. But nobody's really telling that story. We have an Arkansas Entertainers Hall of Fame in Pine Bluff, but you know, nobody ever really goes there. It's just the story's not being told. And so I realized that I am the person that could begin to tell that story in a new and different way.
As many are aware, Arkansas has been associated with more than its fair share of entertainers in the 20th century. Likely inductees to the Walk of Fame will include Johnny Cash.
And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river.
Billy Bob Thornton.
I picked up a Kaiser blade that was sitting there by the screen door. Some folks call it a sling blade. I call it a Kaiser blade. It's kind of a long wood handle, kind of like an axe handle, with a long blade on it, shaped kind of like a banana.
Maya Angelou.
Today, the rock cries out to us, clearly, forcefully. Come, you may stand up on my back and face your distant destiny.
And, of course, Levon Helm. If there's anybody in Arkansas who could tell the stories of these entertainers and more, it's Butch Stone. In addition to promoting several concerts in the natural state, including a 1995 concert by the Eagles, which still stands as the highest grossing and largest attendance for a concert in the state, he has been a part of the entertainment industry since 1969 and managed Black Oak, Arkansas, the first rock and roll group from Arkansas to make the national charts in the early 1970s. Of course, Fayetteville isn't the only city in Arkansas that could play home to a monument of Arkansas's notable entertainers, but Stone says that a few factors made the decision simple.
We looked at Little Rock and North Little Rock and Conway and Fayetteville, and the bottom line is that I made a decision that Fayetteville was the best place to locate this event. I did that for a number of reasons. One is, you know, Fayetteville has a very vibrant live music scene along Dixon Street. And those club owners down there that you know have been able to maintain live entertainment, I mean, I think that's something to be saluted. You have the university up there, and there's quite a bit of tourism and things of that nature. And then, quite honestly, I found with the mayor's support and Steve Clark over at the chamber, a lot of, you know, the right kind of support from city fathers. And so it's just, for me, it's a no-brainer for it to be in Fayetteville.
In response to an email seeking comment on the Walk of Fame coming to Fayetteville, Steve Clark, the president of the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce, says that the emphasis happening in Fayetteville is a part of why Arkansas and Fayetteville are among the nation's most innovative cities and states. It also is a part of the creative economy that has found a home in Fayetteville. Clark also said that he believes the Walk of Fame will be positive for Fayetteville, one reason being the discussion of having a festival or other events around the induction of honorees onto the Walk of Fame, noting that any such events would be good for the business community and good for the fabric of the community as a whole. Stone says that the first induction ceremony could happen as early as this summer.
My guess is it'll be done this time, probably June or July. We want the weather to be nice and all the folks you just mentioned. I mean, I love Bob Thornton, and he's a character. And all these guys have managers and agents. And what we'll do is, subject to their availability, we'll try to coordinate to where all of them can come in for the event. And so there's quite a bit of planning to be done, and I'm excited about it. I know for a fact it'll bring state, local, and national media attention to the city of Fayetteville. In addition to what we're doing in publicity, each of these stars have their own PR firms, and we expect to get some really good coverage nationally about the event as well.
Inductees will be commemorated by bronze plaques placed on the sidewalks along the Walk of Fame.
These plaques will have the name of the artist. There will be an icon that will indicate which of these four fields they've distinguished themselves in, and then there will be some notice of the sponsor who's sponsoring each of the plaques and everything. And it'll be a yearly event, and I think something that will go on for quite some time in the future. From my point of view, I look at it as part of the legacy I want to leave the state of Arkansas, and it's something that we can be and should be proud of, because there are a lot of folks that have done well in entertainment.
Stone says that the induction committee for the Walk of Fame will be comprised of people who have been in the entertainment industry for a length of time. Aside from himself and his son, Dennis, Stone says that other induction board members include Christopher Crane of the Arkansas Film Commission, Peter Reed of Night Flying, an online guide to live music in Arkansas and surrounding areas, Stephen Butler of Butler Broadcasting, Matt Miller of Cumulus Broadcasting, and Jason Bigby of Bigby Enterprises. But Stone says that the induction board will likely induct no more than one entertainer per year in each of the four categories of visual arts, literary arts, music, and film.
I can't anticipate that we would do more than that. We have right now a little bit over 150 people's on the list, and the list is growing every day. I mean, it's just amazing. Once the word got out, I'm getting emails from all over just suggesting different people, and we want it to last too. I mean, it's something that we plan on having for quite some time in the future. And there's some new artists out there that are happening. I mean, 2 years ago nobody knew about Evanescence.
And Evanescence is notable in its own right, as it was the first band from Arkansas since Black Oak, Arkansas, to make the national music charts. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.